Hello, my name is William Morris Hornbuckle Jr. Thank you for listening to the Keep It Your Real podcast, where we give real answers for real issues. This episode that we're going to talk about right now is about bad choices. Sometimes we don't realize that when we make bad choices or bad decisions, there is a lingering effect. That's why this podcast is called Bad Choices Stink. When you make a bad choice and you think, okay, well, I just made a bad decision and I'm going to go do something else, and we fail to realize that sometimes that choice leaves a bad lingering odor or bad effects on our life. And if we continually live a life that we make bad choice after bad choice after bad choice, then it's a lot of lingering effects, and it kind of smells and it makes your life really stinky. So, check out this podcast about bad choices stink. Hope you enjoy it. Bye. Today, we are going to talk about the C word. Choices. What kind of choices we make? We can make good choices, or we can make bad choices that kind of stink, like the poop emoji, bad choices. And what I'm trying to get you all to realize is that choices do matter in life. You can't just make and do and create a lot of bad choices. So I'm gonna use the bad choice as poop. S. Some of y'all, I'm not calling no names. You have a lot of poop in your life. You go here and you create a little mess. You go there, you create a little mess. Or let's talk about your home. What kind of choices do you make in your home? What kind of choices do you make with your family? Are you making good ones? Are you making best decisions for your household? If you're not, it's like a little pile. With your finances, are you making good choices with your finances? That's another pile. Are you making good choices in your diet, in your life? If you're not, that's a little pile. And sometimes we wonder why people can't get along with us. Sometimes we wonder why people run from us. It's because those bad choices stink. It's because if your home and where you live, if you're making a lot of bad choices, it smells bad. And what happens when you get in a bad environment? That scent and that stench gets on you. And when you leave that environment, people can still smell it. I know I'm saying this, I'm kind of being kind of graphic, but what I'm trying to get you to think about is choices you make have consequences. Bad choices can smell. Bad choices can stink. Bad choices, some people continually cause. You've been warned. You know not to go out to that party. You know not to go out to that club. You know you don't need to be in the streets. But you still decide to go and do it anyway. That's a bad choice. And bad choice here, bad choice there. It creates a life that stinks.
It's time. Some of y'all know it's time to clean up your life. Start with your home. Start with things that should matter. Quit wasting money. Quit buying things. Quit arguing with your loved ones. Quit making selfish decisions. Because you'll find out, once you start cleaning up some of these things, and it starts smelling better, you'd be surprised how people come into your life. You'll be surprised how things change, how environments change, when you just clean up and you quit making bad choices. The whole point of this life lesson, it's a simple lesson. Bad choices stink. Some of y'all just gotta quit making bad choices. Learn how to do better. Get wisdom. Spend time cleaning up your life. That was as simple as that. Simple life lesson. Bad choices stink. Let's clean it up. Let's do better. I believe you can. I'm William Lewis Humphrey Jr. And thank you for listening to his life lesson.